The holidays were a blast, right? But now the bill has come due. This is the week in which credit card companies typically want you to start paying back what you owe. And for an alarming number of Americans, this is the point at which they get into credit card trouble. How to tackle this from credit repair specialist Paul Oster, CEO of a company called Better Qualified. He's based in New Jersey. Paul set this up.
Well, it was a great year for the merchants and the credit card companies. You know, we went well past what we've spent in recent years. And that's great, you know, for the economy, quote unquote. But for the average person, you know, it's just not good at all. And here's some of the problems, Gordon. You know, you had over 15% of the people were still carrying credit card balances from the 2017 holidays.
Yeah.
So they've literally paid hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars in interest for the gifts that they spent. You know, now it's going on over a year ago. So that's a big, big problem.
We know we shouldn't do this, and we do it anyway. How come?
Well, listen, every, you know, financial decision is based on emotion. So during the holidays, our emotions are at an all-time high, and we've gotten duped into this theory that, you know, if we don't spend money on the ones we love, then we don't love them, or they're going to think that we don't love them. And it's just simply not the case. So here, you know, I hate to rip the Band-Aid off of the holidays, but the reality is if you don't start doing something for this year, you're going to be in the same annual crisis mode over and over again. So you have to start to prepare for this year. You know, take a look at what you spent, you know, in 2018 total. And people leave out, you know, the entertainment part. People leave out travel. What was the total expenses associated with the holiday season in 2018? And if you had to use credit cards to pay for that, your goal should be a minimum of 50% less this year. You should have a 3 to 6 month aggressive plan to pay down those credit card balances, because here's what happens with a credit card. Let's say you put $1,000 on a credit card, right? It was a little, the average spend for these holidays was a little over $1,000, 22% interest rate. If you just paid that minimum, it's probably about $40 a month, it would take you 11 years to pay off $1,000, and you'd wind up paying $2,700. So you cannot just pay the minimums. And if you want to pay off the credit cards as soon as possible, unfortunately, if you use more than one, you have to stack the debt. Take the credit card with the highest interest rate. When you have money, you want to put it towards that credit card with the highest interest rate. And now, in this 3 to 6 month period, start making an extra payment every month, maybe even every week. Every Friday at the end of the week, take $25 and put it towards that card. Take $10 and put it towards that card. And leave your minimum payment there, but keep making extra payments, until it's paid off, because you don't want to get in a situation where you're carrying that balance for another year.
Speaking with Paul Oster, he's a credit repair specialist, also CEO of a company called Better Qualified. It's based in Eatontown, New Jersey. We're talking about paying those holiday bills as they come due right about this time of year. If you get that first credit card bill and you're scratching your head over even how to pay the minimum because you can't do it, what do you do?
So that's a good point, Gordon. So now might be the time to consider balance transfers, depending upon what your credit scores are. Now might be the time to reach out to the credit card company and get involved in their credit management programs. Now listen, when you do that, it's going to actually hurt your credit, because it's kind of like getting involved in a Chapter 13 where you're going to start making modified payments towards that credit card. They're going to freeze the card, but you might get them to lower your credit, the interest rate. It's always the interest rate that gets us. But they might lower that interest rate to 0 or 5% instead of, some people are at 28, 29%. Now might be the time to really consider whether, if they're already in default, debt consolidation plans, when they're done with a reputable company, work.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Oster from Better Qualified in New Jersey.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.